This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. I was asked an interesting question by Owen Schroyer of Infowars.com when I was guest hosting the fourth hour of the show. We were talking about the radical left-wing domestic terrorists, Antifa, and if they attempted a nationwide takeover, you know, some kind of communist revolution, violent coup, where they run around through the streets and try to kill all conservatives and murder Christians and overthrow, you know, the presidency and everything else. And Owen asked me, well, how do you think their morale would hold up in that scenario? And I said, well, their morale will be shattered in less than one magazine. And yeah, I'm referring to a Magpul magazine. It's standard capacity, you know, rifle mag. I don't think that Antifa people will hold up at all once they're being shot at. I think that they will fold like a cheap suit. I think they have zero morale. Look, these are people, they're all snowflakes, right? They can't even handle someone disagreeing with them on the internet. They have to ban all voices because those voices cause trauma if it's not in 100% agreement with them. These are people who are triggered by the word Trump written in chalk on the sidewalk of a college campus. They have to go get counseling because they saw the word Trump. Someone wrote Trump with T-R-U-M-P, all five letters together, and it was traumatic. This is the way they are. You telling me these people can handle playing on a two-way shooting range? I don't think so. I don't think they'll hold up for a minute. They will fold and they will crumble. In fact, it's the simple engagement of these terrorists in a civil war type of scenario. Just engaging them will defeat them. They've got nothing. Their people are spiritually weak. They're physically weak. They've got no training, no skills, no discipline, no courage, nothing. They hate America, but they also hate themselves. I mean, one of the reasons they're so full of hatred against others is because they have so much self-loathing. These are weak-minded people, weak-spirited people, and they've never had to deal with adversity ever in their lives. Remember when they were children and they went to school, they got awards for showing up. Everybody's the winner. They never had to compete. They never had to get anything done. They were always excused for being a victim group. They were always given extra credit for the effort. They didn't have to get the right answer in math class as long as they tried. Well, trying is what counts. You get an A for trying, even though you got the wrong answer. These people are weak, pathetic. You can't even call them fully qualified humans. They're like the Walking Dead zombies. You know what I mean? Let's just call them the Walking Dead. They're zombies. They're just zombies who are emotionally manipulated by the media to be full of hatred. And are you telling me that, let's say, if there's 50 of these zombies in the street and they're going door to door and they're committing violence and they're committing acts of terrorism and they're trying to pull some kind of cultural revolution takeover, and they meet even five former U.S. Marines who are equipped, right? All right, so 50 left-wing zombies versus five U.S. Marines with, you know, a full loadout. Who's going to win that engagement? Oh, there's no question. There's no question. What you're going to have is you're going to have about 40 dead zombies, 10 people who fled the scene quickly enough, and you're going to have five Marines with smoking hot barrels. That's what that's going to look like. There's no question about it. And I know this because, of course, I know Marines. I train with former Marines and former, you know, you've seen my videos with the former Navy SEALs, instructors and special forces guys. You've probably seen some of my videos. I know these people. I've trained with these people. I respect these people. There's not a Marine alive that can't handle himself with a rifle. Not a Marine alive. And there are probably some female Marines too that can give people a good run for their money too. I use the word him because most Marines are men. Not all of them. I actually know one former female Marine who's quite a badass herself too. I'm laughing because I knew her when she was younger, and she was always a badass. She was like, she would kick the asses of a lot of the weak boys in school. In any case, there's a lot of badass men and women, Marines, but every one of them can pick up a rifle and every one of them can engage the enemy. If America's under attack, you know what you want? You want to know some Marines. That's right. You want to know where they are. You want to be on their team. You want to have them as your neighbors. You want to, here, bring them an extra Magpul magazine. Bring them some gear. They'll put it to good use. Trust me. Marines know what to do. Because believe it or not, no matter what you think of the armed forces, you know what? The Marines trains people to be effective fighters. And every Marine, and this is also true for Army as well, but every Marine, and of course Navy SEALs, goes through live fire training. They've been shot at before. That's nothing new to these people. They've been shot at. Whereas the average Antifa, weakling, pathetic, zombie, anti-human has never been shot at, never even been punched hard, never been knocked flat on their ass in a martial arts class like the rest of us have. You know, I went through years of Krav Maga training where they brought in these just really badass Israelis who, whoa, you don't want to mess with these guys. I mean, I consider myself very well trained and I would never want to piss off one of these guys. They'll put you on flat on your face down. They'll have you all broken up before you even know what happened. But the average leftist has never even been hit hard. Never. They don't even know what it's like. Because their life has been so easy. Everything's given to them. Everything. Oh my God. It's just so pathetic. And that's why they will fold very quickly. So I am not concerned about which way this goes if it moves into the stage of an actual shooting civil war, although I pray that that never happens. I have no illusion that the Patriots win that exchange. No question. In fact, they win it decisively and quickly because there's all kinds of Patriots, probably millions of Patriots just itching to go after these Antifa terrorists and just, frankly, just take them out. And the only reason they're not doing so right now is because Patriots tend to be law-abiding citizens. But if it's open warfare and there's no rules, because that's what war is, there's really no rules anymore. There's no rules, guess what? Antifa members are going to get hunted down and basically exterminated. And they brought it on themselves because that's what they wanted. They want to go out and whip up a bunch of violence and hit people over the head with bike locks and make people bleed and act like they're big, big little men. Act like they want to take over the country. Act like they're big shot communists. Again, their entire morale will be destroyed in less than one magazine. It won't take much. So that's my answer to Owen Schroyer, is that leftists are completely unable to mount any kind of dedicated assault involving a kinetic exchange. If this goes to that phase, they lose. Of course, what they're trying to do is take over the country without it going to that phase, because they know they would lose that phase. So they were trying to use the deep state. They're trying to use online censorship. They're trying to use fake news media. They're trying to steal the Electoral College. They're trying to do everything they can to overthrow the country without getting shot at, basically. That's the left's whole strategy right now. Because if it comes down to them getting shot at, it's over for them. They've got nothing. They can't survive it. Because they can't face adversity. And you see, that's the problem with raising kids in this left-wing, politically correct environment where everybody's a winner. No, you're not. You're kind of a loser if you've been brought up in that system. You don't know how to compete. You don't know how to win. You don't know what dedication is. You don't know what it means to try hard. You don't know any of that stuff because everything was handed to you. Everything was easy. Everything was just another entitlement And so they never grew up with any values. And that's why they love communism, by the way, because communism is a system with no values, a system of total death and violence and just domineering, you know, authoritarian society, taking things from people while claiming that you have the moral high ground. No, they don't. And they're going to find out very quickly how weak they really are if this goes to a kinetic engagement. Not calling for it, not even hoping for it. In fact, I hope against it. I hope that we don't have something like that. But it seems obvious to me that's where it's going, because these leftists, they won't back off. They cannot coexist in a civil society. They refuse to abide by the rule of law. They won't let anybody have freedom of speech. They won't let you exercise your religion without them bullying you and threatening you and trying to carry out violence against you. Guess what? That day is coming to an end, my friends, because there's a whole lot of patriots and conservatives and Trump supporters and veterans and law enforcement and Christians, whole lot of people in America who've just about had enough. And they're just waiting patiently to see when this whole thing gets triggered. Because when it gets triggered, if Trump declares that we are now in a state of war and it's time to clean out all the traitors, guess what? Oh, it's open season at that point. We'll see what happens. But the left won't last long if that's what happens. They will be destroyed very quickly. Their morale will be shattered in no time. No question about it. We'll see what happens, but thanks for listening. You know, read my website. I've got survival.news. I've also got trump.news. Both of those are quite useful. And read my main website, newstarget.com. This is Mike Adams here. Always follow the law, by the way. Not calling for vigilante action of any kind. But if the president says we're in a state of war, we're under attack from domestic enemies, then I believe it's your duty to help defend your nation. Maybe the president will give us some guidance on how to do that. I guess we'll have to tune in and see what happens. But thanks for listening. Be safe and be ready. Most of the vitamin C available on the market today is made from genetically modified corn. If you want non-GMO vitamin C, get it from the Health Ranger store. We are certified non-GMO, lab-tested for heavy metals, glyphosate, microbiology, and a lot more. Check out our non-GMO vitamin C at healthrangerstore.com.